From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Germany's lower house has passed Germany's contribution to a European bailout package for Greece. The upper house has yet to vote. Investors are pushing stocks down in Europe and Asia as they have in the U.S., still nervous about the European financial situation. The U.S. Senate has approved a financial regulation overhaul package. NPR's Audie Cornish reports it has passed on a vote of 59-39 with some Republican support, but continuing Republican objections.
A handful of Republicans crossed party lines to support the legislation. The rest of the caucus sided with Alabama Senator Richard Shelby of the Banking Committee in arguing that the bill was an overreach, especially in the area of consumer protection.
I favor consumer protection. I believe all of us do. This new bureau, however, promises to be more abusive than protective.
The legislation would create a consumer protection bureau within the Federal Reserve with its own chief, budget, and powers to police personal credit. Mortgages, credit cards, payday loans, and more would fall under its scrutiny. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Oil keeps washing into Louisiana marshes from the giant BP undersea leak, and wildlife officials are saving evidence in case it's needed in the future. At Breton National Wildlife Refuge, enforcement officer Raul Sanchez says he has taken in the remains of a dead pelican.
I parked my vessel, made note of it, took GPS coordinates, took pictures of it, and then notified the supervisor. After that, I went back on shore and basically bagged the evidence that, you know, in case there is a criminal investigation later on.
A project manager at the refuge says every effort is being made to protect wildlife, but it is a daunting job given the size of the spill and the fact that it hasn't yet been stopped. Fishing and shrimping communities fear the worst as more oily sludge moves into Louisiana's coastal areas. BP has proven that the oil spill in the Gulf exceeds the official estimate of 5,000 barrels a day, and it's done that by pulling up that much from the seafloor. Yet as NPR's Richard Harris reports, lots more oil continues to spill into the sea.
Independent scientists have been saying for a week that the official figure for the spill is way low, and now there's direct evidence that the figure is wrong. Here's Congressman Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat.
BP has lost all credibility. Now the decisions will have to be made by others, because it's clear that they have been hiding the actual consequences of this spill.
Indeed, the EPA has now told BP to stop using a toxic oil dispersant and look for a less hazardous one. And the administration has demanded that BP turn over large quantities of environmental and technical data within the next 48 hours. The government itself has some more work to do, since its own spill estimate is clearly wrong. Richard Harris, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Scientists are reporting they've replaced all the natural DNA in a living cell with DNA they made in the laboratory. NPR's Joe Palca reports they've also gotten the cell to grow and divide.
Geneticist Craig Venter and his colleagues are calling their new achievement the world's first synthetic cell. The scientists say by manipulating the laboratory-made DNA, they can make cells with useful properties, cells that can make vaccines or produce new biofuels. Many scientists are hailing Venter's achievement, which appears in the journal Science, as a milestone in the emerging field of synthetic biology. But some say the work raises concerns about scientists playing God by making new life forms. President Obama has asked his new Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues to undertake a study of Venter's achievement as its first order of business. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Some easygoing banter at Space Shuttle Atlantis as astronaut Garrett Reisman says good morning to flight director Mike Serafin on the ground. Reisman says this morning's music was dedicated to astronaut Pierre Sellers, but he never heard it because he was already hard at work.
Good morning, Houston. Good morning, Mike. Pierre is over in the station, so unfortunately didn't have a chance to hear that.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe you can sing it for him.
This is the final Atlantis mission. Before the shuttle program ends, there are just two more missions scheduled. Closer to the Earth's surface, British Airways reports its jets are flying at a record loss for the year. BA Chief Willie Walsh says labor must help cut costs.
You cannot run a business facing the challenges we face, having a trade union that is out of touch with reality.
But the Unite Union is planning more strikes over wages and benefits. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.